interview. I mean, how to conduct an interview.
Great. I've broken it down into four important tips. Grab a pen. Sit down. I will start with the first one. Effective interview questions touch on big, important subjects. Now, let's watch this film to get an example.
What's the biggest challenge you faced throughout high school?
I was bullied, both in school and online. It got so bad last year that I actually stopped going to school.
See how this student shared something about an experience that impacted her? When you get someone to talk about something important to them, you might be able to help someone else who has the same issue. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Tip number two, open-ended questions. Keep the conversation going because they require more than a yes or no answer.
Throughout high school?
Yes.
That was a closed-ended question. A question that can only be answered by a yes or no. And all the interviewer got as an answer was a simple yes. That was it. Now, let's see an open-ended question.
How have you grown as a person throughout high school based off of something that happened to you?
One time I was working late and I came home so exhausted. I fell asleep before I could finish my history project. Usually in the past I would have just taken a zero, but I'm...
See what I mean? An open-ended question provides a more detailed answer. That's the goal here. Now let's move on to the third. After the person being interviewed answers, try to use a follow-up question. It makes it easier for the person being interviewed to continue the conversation on the subject. Now let's look at an example of a follow-up question.
Describe how you felt on your first day of being a high school freshman.
Honestly, I didn't know how to feel. I was very nervous.
What were you so nervous about?
I was definitely nervous about fitting in and meeting people because it was a new school and I didn't know anybody.
You see, you always get more depth in the subject when you key in on what the interviewee says. Now let's move on to our final tip. Effective questions prove that the interviewer cares for and listens to the interviewee. Our last example.
What are your plans for after high school?
I want to go to college in-state because I know it's more affordable.
I'm not sure what school yet.
You see what he's doing here? He's facing the interviewee, making eye contact, listening, nodding, letting him speak. But most important, no phone, no TV. He's eliminated all distractions so they can stay focused.
Wow, that was good.
You better believe it. And you know what?
What?
I can see that you are going to be one great interviewer.
Really?
Of course. You stick to those four tips I gave you and you are good to go. Now, get out in the world, do some interviews, and treat the people you interview like you care about what they're saying. Ask questions of topics of importance. And be curious and have an open heart.
Yes, sir.